ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
And we're back. This is Intel Chip Chat, and we're recording live from San Francisco at the Open Data Center Alliance Solutions Summit. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm with Robert Roncival, CEO of Trapezoid. How did I do on your name, Robert?
Pretty close. Roncival.
Roncival. I knew that I had it slightly incorrect. We had you on the program when we were out recording at the Open Data Center Alliance Forecast event in New York. So apparently we follow you around the globe at different Open Data Center Alliance events. How have you been?
Doing very well. It's been busy and really good since that event back in June.
So why don't you introduce Trapezoid for the listeners who did not hear that earlier episode or haven't come across you guys in the past? Trapezoid's been getting a lot of attention lately around cloud security.
Sure. Well, Trapezoid, we got off the ground last year, a new company, and we've really been focusing on hardware security. We're announcing this week a product called the Trust Control Suite that actually looks at server and client security at boot time or down at the lowest levels possible. It's really focused on two different attack types. One is the supply chain attack, where perhaps somewhere in the supply chain, a piece of malware or something gets on a board or a switch, and we're looking to validate what happens at boot time to make sure that things are all booting from good code. And the other type of attack would be a direct BIOS attack. So there's been a couple out there known, and then recently at Black Hat, there was some code released proof of concept attacks around BIOS. So we're really looking at hardware security at the lowest levels.
So back in June, we talked about a proof of concept that you guys did with National Australia Bank and TerraMark around security provider assurance matching some of the ODCA usage models. Can you tell us a little bit about how this application addresses some of those things that you were targeting in the POC?
Sure. So from the POC perspective, what we did is we worked with TerraMark on their managed cloud environment and also National Australia Bank as an end customer. And we moved some of their web apps into the cloud environment, and we looked at how to secure them, how to secure access to them, and how do you secure that underlying infrastructure. So where our product would fit in is at the VMware boot time layer, mm-hmm. and validates, and then it takes that data up into tools like McAfee's ePolicy Orchestrator or security event management tools for reporting, as well as doing some policy enforcement and access control based on whether or not the servers have achieved trusted boot and whether or not the clients have a higher level of trust. Maybe they need to be encrypted. Maybe they need to have hardware-based two-factor authentication or something to raise the level of assurance from a client perspective as well.
So security in the past has been really an area where software has been the focus. You guys are taking it down into a hardware root of trust with your solutions. Can you talk about why that's important and also why it's important as we move into the cloud?
Sure. What's interesting about the hardware security, there's a lot of things out there that address network security, application security, and as manufacturers such as Intel, Cisco, and other people are releasing some capabilities that allow you to have visibility down into the hardware to address the threats that are moving down the stack. What ended up happening to me personally when I first started thinking about this, we were showing some people through our data center who are pretty involved in federal government security, and we were talking about the things we were doing, and we're doing a lot of unique differentiating things, including network traffic analysis, full packet capture, memory capture and forensics, and all giving that back to cloud customers. And then when we finished going through all these things, they said, you know, Robert, that's really great, but what are you doing about the hardware? And, you know, at the time, we really didn't have a good answer other than, you know, improve the provisioning process, validate and download the BIOS from a good repository. And you've seen a couple of things happen over the past couple of years. NIST has released a couple of documents around how to secure the BIOS of both clients and now recently servers, as well as how to measure the BIOS.
Mm-hmm. It seems like as different areas of the software stack become more secure, hackers are aiming elsewhere, and you really do need to think all the way down into the base layer infrastructure. Is that, would that be the case, or are hackers getting more sophisticated, or...
No, they're sitting back and just relaxing. No, you're absolutely right. They are moving down the stack. And there's areas currently in hardware that you just don't have visibility to. So, I think that you're going to continue to see that, but you're also going to start seeing again some of the manufacturers releasing either capabilities or products that one, give you visibility into what's going on at that level, or to help to address what's going on at that level.
You're here at the Open Data Center Alliance Solution Provider Summit. It's the first event of its kind delivered by ODCA, focused on matchmaking between solution providers and service providers or enterprises. What is the general feel of this event, and why do you think it's important in terms of pushing the adoption of cloud forward?
So I think the ODCA, one, has a different, is looking at the world through a different lens. If you look at the membership, it is the consumers, or in ODCA terminology, it would be the cloud subscriber. And these are the guys who are wanting to move to the cloud. They have budget, and they have spend, and they want to take advantage of the cloud. But they have the same concerns that everyone else has about moving to the cloud, and that's security, interoperability, migration, lock-in, and all your general cloud security concerns. But again, what's different about this group is that these are the groups of people who are spending money on the cloud resources, and they have the ability to influence the providers to improve their security. Because it's a big group of large companies, it takes some of the learnings that each company is individually having and combines those into some standards, partnering with other groups like the Cloud Security Alliance to figure out what the best way to move to the cloud is.
You recently delivered a reference architecture through the Intel Cloud Builders program. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. We were looking at the there's a number of ODCA usage models, but we're looking at the security provider assurance usage models. Mm-hmm. And we do some work with McAfee and other vendors, and we are looking at as myself and the team were moving down the road of looking at the ODCA and trying to figure out, well, that's great, there's another standards body. They've put out some requirements. Are these requirements, one, are they real? Two, are they measurable and attainable? And three, can they be done with normal tools? And how much development and work does it take to actually do it? So what we did, we looked at in the provider assurance security usage model, there's 25 or so requirements, anything from anti-malware updates to having a vulnerability management policy to having encryption and identity and access management. So we took those 25 requirements and looked at what tools we had available to us from McAfee or other vendors, and started deploying the tools to meet the requirements. Mm-hmm. After deploying the tools, we started looking at, okay, that's great that you have a tool deployed, but how do you prove it? How do you prove it to the cloud subscriber? How would a service provider correctly deploy a tool? And then finally, how would you show that to auditors, whether it be the cloud subscriber or the service provider that needs to show the auditors that they are taking due care to secure their infrastructure?
Mm-hmm. That reference architecture is available at intelcloudbuilders.com. Now that your products are officially launched, what is and I know that this is happening this week, but obviously you've been talking to customers about it before the public launch. What's the customer reaction been?
Yeah, so far the customer reaction been is that we're starting to look at this issue from a little bit different angle. They have already made a significant spend on security tools in their environment, and the ones who are expressing the most interest are the ones in the federal space, the highly regulated space, the financial space, and based on some of the capabilities, such as being able to tag hardware to a specific location. Some of the customers who have international laws and requirements, they're expressing an interest to be able to validate to their auditors where their hardware has lived, where their VMs have lived, and we want to be able to prove anywhere down to the hardware that a VM has ever lived or traversed.
It's an interesting connection between regulatory challenges associated with cloud as well as just the security challenges of running cloud workloads. And you do give that sense that you have the ability to track exactly where any particular workload physically resides, whereas some other solutions just don't.
Well, we're looking at, you know, where do they live down to the hardware level. We're looking at, you've got your trusted server boots, your trusted client boots. What storage devices are they running on? And now you're seeing use cases and you're seeing developments around long distance VM migration, more efficient movement from a private cloud that you have more security controls over to out to a public cloud. So the intent is to work with the private cloud as well as some of the public cloud service providers to be able to validate where things have always lived during the entire life cycle.
Robert, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and see where Trapezoid is going. Final question for you is, where can folks find out more information about the products, your announcements from this week, and how can they get in contact with you if they want to continue the conversation?
They can go to trapezoid.com and visit our website and see there's links to the some of the ODCA work we've been doing as well as the Intel Cloud Builders Lab. And that's the best way to find us out there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how the news hits the street. And you've got a class coming up at IDF. For those of you who are listening that will be at the Intel Developer Forum, you can check out Robert Wednesday at 3:30. He's speaking in our cloud track, implementing trust from client to the cloud and integrator's perspective. That should be a good one. And have a great week at the ODCA event and at the Intel Developer Forum.
Will do. Thank you so much.
We're going to be up next for our final interview of the day with Mark Lesher, Technology Solutions Director with EMC, and we will be back at about 10 after 4.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.